Thank you, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture Tuesday morning. On Sunday afternoon, tornado reported near Watertown, South Dakota, and Springfield, Minnesota.
We are well past the peak of the annual tornado season, March through June. And according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, this year's prime tornado period left behind what could be considered a surprising stat to some.
We have reached a level of tornado activity that puts us within reach of an all-time record for number of tornadoes in the United States.
That as of mid-July. Of the 1,350 tornadoes recorded by that time,
we were particularly active through that traditional peak season of March, April, May, and June. Not one big month in that total. The highest monthly total that we saw was April with 352. But with four strong months of tornado activity, that has pushed us to that number of 1,350 for the first 6.5 months of 2025.
As for a tornado total breakdown by month,
we saw at least 300 tornadoes apiece in March, April, and May. And then we saw another 252 tornadoes based on preliminary reports in the month of June.
Brad Rippey acknowledges that the increasing number of tornadic activity over the years is a product of meteorological forecasting innovations in use.
We have data going back to the 1950s, historic data. But back then, we didn't have really radar systems, and we didn't have population centers. We didn't have storm chasers. And so we missed a lot of tornadoes in those early days. So when we talk about tornado statistics, at least in numbers of tornadoes, we really focus on this modern era, the last 30 to 40 years when we've had better coverage. And certainly in the last 20 years or so, we've had almost total coverage. We rarely miss tornadoes anymore. So these modern counts are pretty accurate.
For those wondering, the record for most tornadoes in one year was reached in 2004.
And the number that year for our annual count was 1,842 tornadoes. That tells you that we are just under 500 tornadoes away from the all-time record.
So 2025, surpassing that record year of 2004 for tornadic activity, is a definite possibility.
Especially if we have an active secondary tornado season in the autumn months.
Which has taken place with greater frequency in recent years.
There is a traditional spring, early summer peak, and that moves from the south to the Great Plains. But then as we move late in the year, a lot of times as the cold fronts start pushing through into the south again, we do tend to get that second tornado maximum that occurs mainly across the south in the autumn months. And in several recent years, we've seen that tornado activity extending all the way through the end of the year, right into the month of December.
Time's up for Inside Agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day.